Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Taco Tuesday. Getting you ready, jump-starting your day. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Good morning.
Go.
All accounted for. All president accounted for. It's good to know that Mr. Moreno's keeping his angels, right?
Yeah.
We'll make a couple of $1 billion off of that one.
The thought was there was going to be the fire sale. He had the for sale sign in the front yard there.
Yeah.
Picked it up and said, nah, changed my mind.
Changed my mind. I think I'll keep this team.
You think he's getting he wasn't getting the offers he wanted, or you just think...
I don't think he's getting the offers he wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I know you're called the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, but you really are in Anaheim.
Yeah, we know.
we know where you really are. It's like, do you want to buy the Rams or do you want to buy the Chargers? Do you want to buy the Dodgers or do you want to buy the Angels?
Yeah.
You know, so you're still going to get me wrong. You're going to get a grip.
He's like Clarence in 8 Mile.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So he'll sit on that $1 billion. What's going on, Ed? How's your Monday evening?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't quite remember. You know, I slept a lot. I was exhausted yesterday.
I thought you'd like Jeremy getting up in spaceships now.
No, it was. This is a ton of pain yesterday, so you start taking pills and go to sleep. It was quiet, though.
Your shoulder?
Oh, everything, man. Both shoulders are killing me. My legs hurt. It's just been awful.
He's hurt so bad that I'm not even allowed to complain about what I'm going through. So, I mean, you watch him every day and see. I told you, he looks like the old guy that sat on his boys every time he goes to get up. He's like, he's just barking.
It's like you get struck by lightning every time you move.
Yeah. It's not sciatica, it's his shoulder.
Do you do the lat pull downs?
No.
Hit me out. I did the lat pull down yesterday. Look at my range of motion today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just I did it real slowly, and it just worked out that shoulder. Just to pull it into my chest, and then also the pull.
Those I do.
I did, but the lat pull down really loosened my shoulder.
I went for a massage, and I got.
Remember, I was here.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Now today, I'm here.
Well, the problem was this was never going to do that because the nerve's done.
Okay.
So that's out. My front deltoid's missing.
Oh.
It just atrophied because there's nothing going. There's no pulse going to it anymore.
Ooh.
But I went for a massage on Sunday, and this is why you can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, I got soft hands, right?
No.
Oh.
Usually I told you, the guy looks like Preston.
Mm-hmm.
He's built like me, but he's tall. He's a big guy. Like, he's this big, thick guy. So he wasn't there. I get this older woman with gray hair, little tiny thing. I'm like, what the hell is she going to do?
Oh, she worked you over, didn't
she? She put elbows into me, and she pulled my arms back as far as they were. She was like, I won't pull it when it stops, but you got to stretch this out, break up the scar tissue. And Jesus.
You guys tell me when I say I only let women massage me. Oh, they're not strong enough. See?
Right. No, I'm going back.
No. Right. You don't get to do that. You don't get to go, that's why you let them massage you.
I didn't say that.
They're strong enough.
No. I didn't say that. You said, well, women aren't strong enough. I said, I don't have that issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's not why I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I have no problems. This
ain't working with me.
They work the kinks out.
No. You remember the woman in Get Out? No. You're not getting by with this. There's a reason why you won't let a man massage you.
You don't get the chance. You don't get to bring up Get Out to me. You don't get to bring the movie up. All right.
I can talk about the movie.
No, no, you can't.
We ain't changing all the rules.
What you gonna do next time? You gonna send me a cup of tea? Is that what you do? Is that what's happening here?
I'm gonna make you feel that way. I'm gonna put an edible in your tea, and then you are gonna get in your fucking place.
Do you honestly think I'm gonna drink a cup of tea from you? No, man. I don't even drink tea around you. I don't trust you.
Dude,
three of you.
In that movie, when that guy was running through the yard, you can't tell me you almost, like, you were touching cloth at that point. Because you're like, where did he come from? Who is that? How's he running for? Get your ass out of here.
That was a scary movie that wasn't supposed to be a scary movie. Had me looking around. All I need is to watch that movie. And listen to Public Enemy from the 80s, and it's going to be a bad day for you two.
Oh, man.
It'll be a bad day coming into work. Rob, what? What do you mean by Rob?
Bad move.
Taco Tuesday. I don't know if I'm going to get out of the Taco Tuesday today, Jerry. I got a game today. You play today?
No, we got practice. We have a weird week where we have 2 days off from practice. There's a wrestling match, yeah, and then one game. So it's kind of a weird. Watch next week. We'll have four games or something stupid. So
we got a game today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
parents make fun of me. I said, man, you think you're in the NBA playing back to backs?
NBA, you'd be playing at all.
Yeah. I have no load management. I have no load management. Oh man, Ravens quiet on the front. Is that good news or bad news? No news from the Ravens.
Who knows? Again, if you're going to get an offensive coordinator and that's what you're looking for, unless some guy's just looking for the opportunity, wouldn't you like to know who your quarterback's going to be coming into next season? Yeah. I mean, are they just telling him, hey, Lamar's back or he's not? Like, I've talked to so many people about this, and I don't know that I get the same answer from anyone about what they think's going to happen.
I don't think anybody knows. And the good thing I like about it, nobody's trying to make anything up. Yeah. That's what I hate. Fans are one thing, but I don't want anybody in the media making anything up. And I expect fans to speculate. You know, it's the most talked about subject in Baltimore, but I don't want any media members making things up and getting people all bent out of shape over nothing. Because right now, I think nothing's happening. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You see the news over whether or not Jimmy Garoppolo will be available for the NFC Championship game? In the grand scheme of things, does it matter?
Who cares?
I'd rather he wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, just don't complicate things.
Yeah. Did you really complicate things, though?
No.
If he's available, you're not complicating anything. Brock Purdy's your guy. Brock Purdy may be your guy next year.
Yeah.
I don't know if we talked about this. You and I talked about this. I had this conversation with someone. If the San Francisco 49ers win the Super Bowl, then Brock Purdy made an easy decision for that organization. He's got to be the guy next year.
I think even if he doesn't.
If they don't, then you're going to have, I think you'll have open competition with him maybe still winning it, but open competition.
I think I've seen enough. I mean, they're averaging damn near, they were averaging before this last game, 35 points a game with Brock Purdy. That's 10 more points than even Jimmy Garoppolo was averaging. And let's be honest, he was managing those games. There's a lot of stuff predicated off the run game. You're watching games where Brock Purdy's like 270, two touchdowns.
It's not Jimmy Garoppolo to decide, though. You gave up a lot of picks for Trey Lance. You gave up some picks for Trey Lance. And I think that's the secret. I think Garoppolo's gone. That's not. They didn't want him last year.
Yeah, I don't. So, I still don't think you have a decision with Trey Lance. I hate to say it.
I don't have a decision. You don't have a decision. But when you start talking about giving up picks,
he got pipped.
There's some decisions. Yeah, he got Wally pipped.
He got pipped.
He got Wally pipped from the guy who replaced the guy.
Yeah.
Like he's like, well, he didn't replace me.
Yeah.
It wasn't Garoppolo that pipped him. It was Mr. Irrelevant that pipped him.
He brocked you.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Ravens feel like close to building the championship team. We'll examine how close they really are. But on the other side, Lamar Cousins is in the building. We'll explain up next on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
6:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Trayvon Mullen, welcome to Baltimore. Former second-round draft pick of the Oakland Raiders. He spent time in Dallas this year. He played one game in Dallas. One. He spent time in Arizona and Dallas, drafted by the Raiders, signed by Arizona. Eventually goes to Dallas, played eight games with Arizona, one with Dallas, and was available. The Ravens picked him up. He is the younger cousin, or Ed, little cousin,
yeah,
of Lamar Jackson. Ed, coincidence or not?
It's I have no idea. I find it very interesting, though. Like a lot of people, you know, this is, I don't know if you see Lamar's tweet.
I saw a couple of tweets yesterday from Lamar.
As Reba put it up about how his cousin coming, and, you know, I guess it gets speculation. Well, maybe Lamar staying is an indication because he got a family member coming. Lamar put three laughing emojis and you funny ASF.
I don't know that, it, like, do you think this means something per se, or like, you know, that bringing him in is helping Lamar stay here? Do you think he's just a talented player that they saw? And I hate making too much of this, but it's the first thing that jumps out to you when you see it's his cousin. You're like, oh, all right. Well, maybe there is a reason they made a move for him.
Could be. Come on, man. They need corners. That's the one thing we can say. However, you can't expect us to ignore the relationship.
No.
It's the first thing that everybody that reported this said. If he's not Lamar's cousin, nobody's talking about it, really. Yes.
To the white guy in the front row?
Yes.
Is he really his cousin, or is this just another black thing where everyone's your cousin?
I will say this. In defense, on Pro Football Reference, it lists relatives Trayvon Mullen and James Pierre.
Real cousin.
There you go.
Not that time I went to your birthday party and everybody there was your cousin.
It was funny.
No. This is bring that up.
This is getting more discussion. I don't ever remember this much discussion about T.J. Watt and Derek Watt and their brothers on the same team.
Well,
I don't remember anybody even bringing that up except like, oh, but his brother is a fullback, and okay,
man, this whole saga, and everybody asks you about it, and then the look on your face like you're supposed to know something. It's like the look on my face when I'm at trivia and a sports question comes up and I don't know it.
Yeah, everybody looks. I hate that.
And it's like swimming from 1978. I'm like, what the hell?
I don't go to bars doing trivia because of that one reason. And you look, are an idiot if you don't know. You're not a real sports guy.
We had a cricket question and my team got mad at me. Way back when. They were like, come on, man. You're the sports guy. I was like, it's cricket. I don't even know the damn rules. It takes 7 days to play.
What, is this goodwill to you, Jeremy, or is this they need a cornerback and he's available?
The thing I would say is if he's a second-round pick, you'd like to think that there was some ability that somebody saw in him at some point, whether or not he's...
Out of Clemson.
Yeah, whether or not he's fallen on hard times as far as getting on the field, been outplayed, doesn't have the work ethic other guys. Like, and again, that's all speculating. So I don't know, but they do need cornerback depth.
They need cornerback depth. I mean, that's one of the... I mean, after receiver, that's the biggest position of need.
I think that's why a lot of people talk about Atlanta as being a possibility if he were to be traded. So, like, you know, you hear all the, well, first off, Atlanta needs a quarterback, but, you know, they drafted a first-round cornerback last year. Could he be in a deal and getting a guy on a rookie deal and multiple picks? I've heard that. I've heard stuff with the Jets offering a number of first-round picks. Would the Bucs be interested? With, you know, all these teams. I mean, the talk is going to get crazy. I just want it to be over with. I thought it was going to be
Mommy,
exciting.
Make it stop.
I wasn't even here yet.
Yesterday we were discussing, because somebody brought up this was the biggest soap opera of the 2022 season. And we were like, nah, there's been a bunch of others. All of a sudden, I'm changing my mind.
It's becoming that, yes. They're making it out to be that.
Yeah.
The biggest soap opera of 2022, 23, down to, maybe of 23, until it's over with. Just looking inside your crystal ball, Ed, just speculating. Does this act in goodwill of negotiations, or Lamar's the type of businessman that says, nah, this has nothing to do with negotiations?
The latter. I think there's a talented cornerback. They need cornerback depth. I mean, this guys are related in this league. I don't think they did his goodwill. The goodwill he's looking for is in his bank account. So until they come up with that,
yeah,
happening.
I don't think bringing in a relative and giving him a shot is going to sway you one way or another. I mean, it could be like the cherry on top.
It may call time out before you negotiate longer.
Yeah, you know, and maybe it gives you an opportunity to make him want to stay here. You're giving him more reasons, but make no mistake about it. I think it's been clear. Like, financially is the main reason.
We had this discussion with Hollywood Brown and Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Hollywood got out of here. You know,
Antonio may have told him, dude, you don't want to stay here. I know passing offense is this, they want him, but I agree with both of you guys. I think it was doing Lamar solid, but I don't think it's going to have anything to do with negotiations. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Hank, who's a Bengals fan in Baltimore. What's up, Hank?
Fellas. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. Hank, you sound like you're up to no good. What do you want?
Nah, man. I'm just trying to call before I hit the road. Yeah, because I do the truck driving thing now, so that's why y'all ain't hear from me in a while.
That's what's up.
But, like, I'm calling to talk to Jeremy. Jeremy, I thought Josh Allen had a field day Sunday.
Oh, I did, too.
You know what I'm saying? What happened?
It didn't.
What happened?
It didn't happen. But, by the way, I do want to say this, and giving credit where credit's due with Cincinnati. I mean, Burrow's a bad, bad man, but they did everything. If you watch those first couple drives and moving down the field.
Defensively.
Yeah, that zone that Buffalo was running just couldn't, like, Leslie had to get out of that quicker, and they just moved it. It's like a and look, it all has.
He
to
got
do
my
with Burrow.
Shovel yesterday.
Well, Burrow was looking off, so it's like a matchup zone that they run, and Burrow was looking those guys off, so you didn't have the help that you thought you had. That's why guys were wide open the entire time.
Well, it's the dumbest thing because what he did was I don't know how. I'm sure he watched the Ravens game, you know, against the Bengals, and we saw what the Ravens did. The Ravens were getting a little pressure with just four. They didn't have to blitz because their O-line was so beat up. So he got a lot of pressure on him. He had like almost a full second less than Allen did to throw in that game. But he was killing him because of that deep zone.
Yeah.
He was just killing him underneath.
And I want to say this, since Hank called in to basically bust my chops. Trust me, I've been eating crow for 2 days now with that pick. So I got everything
which
wrong.
Which one, the Bills?
The Bills game, yeah. I got everything right on Saturday, but Sunday I had the Cowboys, which, my opinion, that could have gone either way. It's that drive at the end that changes it. But Dak was terrible late again. And with Buffalo, they just – Cincinnati, I thought they were going to slow down the run game, and Cincinnati ran all
I was them. More shocked that Buffalo only scored 10 than I was Cincinnati winning.
Yeah.
The point total shocked me more than results. I had Buffalo winning, but, you know, game could go either way.
I don't know how they had so much rushing yardage, though, with that offensive line. They had three guys out.
Yeah. How big was Von Miller?
It's huge.
Now looking back on it.
You know, Von Miller – when he was playing with them, they were number four in quarterback pressures in the league. Without him, they're 27th.
Yeah, and you know the other thing I was looking at during the game, I'm watching it going, man, Buffalo can't get any pressure. It's got to be the field conditions. And then Cincinnati comes out on defense, and Josh Allen gets sacked on the next play, and I'm like, all right, it's not field conditions.
No.
It's,
you know, Von Miller was – I saw that stat yesterday. It was really stunning. Like, you're at the top to the bottom without him.
And by the way, the worst thing about Cincinnati winning, Eli Apple is trolling everyone.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than the guy in the room that's not any good that's trashing everyone else.
Yeah. Let's see what Rashawn wants. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, man. Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, man. Let's first, I appreciate y'all for picking my Cowboys with Jeremy A, right?
Yeah, and it was Jeremy and Rob. I picked the 49ers.
Oh, Rob. Yeah, my bad. I knew it was two of y'all. But, man, what's up with that, man? What if y'all are Jerry Jones, what do you do with that contract? Like it's not you can do for what, 3 more years, right?
No.
So this will be stuck with.
Yeah. You're going to be with him for a while, and look, you paid him, so they got to figure out some other things on the opposite side of the ball where the defense was really good this year. I didn't think they played bad on Sunday either. It's just we talked about that one drive that happened. The other thing with this too is Dallas, it's an interesting situation because they were on 4 straight road games. They finished the season road game, going the road to Tampa win, for them to have made the run to the Super Bowl.
What a short week.
Yeah.
What a short week.
So, I mean, look, they were in a tough spot, but they were in the game, just couldn't get enough done offensively. That's that 49ers defense making Dak look bad.
Lamar Jackson reacted to a tweet about the Ravens offense, the new offense suggested. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, the Ravens feel they're close to building a championship team. How close are they? We'll examine up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, Brothers Johnson this morning? I don't know if I could time that one.
I'll tell you what, though.
I don't know if I can tell. Let me try. I'm going to think circa 1977. I'm going to guess 77 on that one. I don't know if I can really time that one. They said 76. All right, so a year off.
We had James Brown. We had Sly and the Family Stone so far.
Brother Johnson.
He's on fire tonight.
Uh-huh. That's pretty good. Hey, the Ravens feel like they're close to building a championship team, guys. You feel like they have to stand in line, Jeremy, KC, Buffalo, Cincinnati? And now Jaguars are on the rise.
A lot of teams on the rise in the AFC, in my opinion. And some of them with staying power, too. I mean, you got to figure out what's going to happen. You look at Cincinnati and the Chargers as well. They're going to have to sign their quarterbacks. But let's be honest, those are two teams that there's enough talent there. You just wonder about coaching at times with the Chargers. But I mean, going back and look at the AFC, yeah, the landscape's changed, and it makes you wonder where the Ravens are. We're looking at the Steelers. I mean, if you don't have Lamar, you're in a similar situation the Steelers were last year, feeling like you have a good enough team to compete, make the playoffs, be there, but do you have the guy that can take you to the promised land?
Ed, how far do you think they're away from building that championship team in the AFC?
Not far, really. I mean, these teams are all, I mean, you got these teams like on the rise – that they don't really need much. I mean, there's a lot of good teams now.
Yeah, that's my fear.
It's like
they got to stand in line.
Pretty much.
I mean, think about Buffalo's there. I mean, you could make your jokes about the Buffalo Bills being eliminated early. They're there because they lost to a team in the Cincinnati Bengals who went to the Super Bowl last year. So
I think people underestimate Cincy.
Yeah.
You know, just
I did.
I picked the Bills, but I'm not surprised since he won. They went to the Super Bowl last
year. No, from the beginning of the season, I underestimated. Thought, you know, they had a lucky run. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I've said that too.
No, they're not. They didn't have a lucky run. They're a good football
team.
They're
really good.
KC is KC.
Yep.
And, you know, just think about what the Jaguars have. They're going to add to what they have already.
They're good. I mean, they shocked me. I never saw that coming. I thought that division was trash, and I guess it is for the most part. But they really came on the end of the year, and Trevor Lawrence, he got hot. He got really hot.
I saw Trevor Lawrence coming. I didn't see them coming. But you got to think, in the NFL, when a quarterback bursts on the scene, normally he brings the team with him.
Yeah.
You saw that in Cincinnati. You saw that
in
Buffalo.
Changed their fortunes.
Yeah. Your thoughts, Jeremy?
I mean, I'll just say this. You know, going back to Burrow and the Cincinnati team, I think they're around for a while, even when they end up paying Chase and Burrow. But the other thing, like you watched him on Sunday – The third down touchdown pass he threw to Hayden Hurst.
Yeah.
They used Chase as a
decoy. By the way, Hayden Hurst has found a home since he hadn't.
I mean, we knew he could play.
He had to get his stuff right upstairs, man.
Yeah. And then on top of it, like the third down conversions were just unreal from Burrow, no matter what it was. Like, he's nowhere near, like, I don't think anybody's near Mahomes. And I said this on Sunday watching, I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys about this. Mahomes threw for like 52 and change this year. Do you realize if this guy throw like 5,000 yards used to be this benchmark that nobody could reach? Right. And I understand we have an extra game now, but Mahomes was doing this
in
16.
In week 6, yeah, 16 games.
He was doing this in 16 games. If he throws for under 5,000 yards, we would deem that a bad season for him.
Yeah. Listen, I said it before. He's getting the LeBron James treatment. The LeBron James got 6-7 years ago. When he's the MVP every year, you just don't want to give it to him every year.
Pretty much.
That's what LeBron was in the NBA. Yeah. This guy the MVP. Now, LeBron's the MVP. Give it to who you want to give it to. But he's the MVP. Yeah. He's the most valuable player. Patrick Mahomes has been the MVP since he actually won it. Yeah. We just decided to give it to somebody else.
Pretty much.
You know, that's how it is.
What I do, we talked about this yesterday again. Burrow was such an oddity to me because he looks like he's a kid. He's like Billy the Kid. You never know he's a badass with that face. He's a bad man.
But he'll make you famous, like Billy the Kid.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what else. It's not just his physical talents that he can throw for sure. He's got a flamethrower. But what gets me is he could be sacked 10 times in a game like he was, just bounce right back up. Okay, back to the huddle. Doesn't get flapped. Doesn't get shaken. And you see veterans like that. I mean, watch Tom Brady when he's getting a tremendous pressure.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch him. Just kind of work back there. Like, he's just comfortable in all this, right? Like, even stepping up in the pocket. And they're down 3 offensive linemen. And look, Kansas City, can they make life hectic for him with the defensive line? Yeah, but there's so many unknowns when you start talking about Mahomes. And I know we'll get to all that stuff later. But yeah, the Ravens, as long as Kansas City has Mahomes, they've showed you they're in it.
Yeah.
That's a team to beat, regardless of the defense. Their defense, they're in the bottom 5 in the league in red zone defense.
He just carries you there. Think about this for a second. Lamar Jackson won the MVP in 2019. That year, Patrick Mahomes missed 2 games. In the games that he played, he was 11-3. He had 4,000 yards passing, missing 2 games, 4,000 yards passing, 26 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, completed 66% of his passes for a passing rating of 105. That's when somebody else won the MVP.
Yeah.
The following year, he missed a game. He completed 66% of his passes, 4,700 yards, missing a game. 38 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and a passer rating of 108.
Wow.
That's the year somebody.
6 is incredible.
That's the year somebody else won the MVP. He's the MVP every year. You just want to give it to somebody else. The only year you can argue that he wasn't was last year in a down year. He completed 66% of his passes for 4,800 yards for 37 touchdowns. Oh, he had 13 interceptions.
You're right. He's got the LeBron effect going on because he's the best quarterback in the NFL. But you get tired. You get worn out by it because you want to talk about other people, but he's really the best quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah.
I was watching him before he got hurt and going, did he just jump?
Yeah.
like, and then when he got hurt, jump off the other foot to throw a pass.
Yeah.
And again, I brought this comes from his baseball background when you see him throwing those awkward angles.
Middle infielder. Yeah,
exactly. And he's they just set up like some of the things they do. Like even Andy Reid coming out, they ran a true option on the first play of the game because he knew Doug Peterson was going to send everybody and come after him. So they ran an option, pitched it out, and Pacheco picks up 10 yards. It's just amazing.
He threw a pass when they lost to the Bucs in the Super Bowl. You remember how much pressure?
Yeah.
They almost had him on the turf.
And he threw the ball 50 yards.
Almost threw a touchdown.
Yeah.
It was incomplete, but he threw it on his string.
It's parallel to the ground.
30-degree angle from the ground.
And that's the thing. We're talking about Mahomes. We're talking about Joe Burrow. We know that man Josh Allen. I'm boss. Buffalo's a bad man.
Justin Herbert.
You have the maturation all of a sudden of Trevor Lawrence. So, again, we are the Ravens on the pecking order of the AFC when they don't even know who's quarterbacking for them.
Yeah, because look at the NFC. The Packers didn't make the playoffs. The Bucs had a losing record. I just think the AFC is just loaded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look, it's tough. And even now when you look at the teams, they're going to be there for a while. They're, you know, with the situation with the quarterbacks they have, and even with paying these guys, Mahomes is built differently. When people were talking about him in year two when he finally got a chance to start.
Yeah.
And then he has that great year, comes in year three, another good year, and people are like, man, he might be the best quarterback ever. I was like, man, shut up. It's still early in his career. He might be the best in the game. It's still early. Say whatever you want.
If you're Alex Smith and he plays that one game and he goes 22 or 35 for 284, you're probably thinking, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, might want pack.
Get your stuff together.
We got this 22-year-old first-round draft pick who's pretty, pretty good. Pretty good. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Want to hear from you, Baltimore. The Baltimore Ravens have gone on record. They feel like they're close to building a championship team. But are they really with Buffalo, KC, Cincinnati, the emergence of Jacksonville? It's getting crowded in the AFC. Don't forget about those Chargers. Well, you can forget about the Chargers. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
.646 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. The Ravens feel confident that they are close to having a championship team. With Lamar Jackson, let's go with Lamar Jackson quarterback and what you have. You got to rebuild the wide receiver room according to them. According to them, I don't know whether you do or not, to be honest with you. But according to them, they need to rebuild the wide receiver room. There's trouble in the cornerback position. I think other than that, you're pretty solid. You're pretty solid. You got great tight ends. Offensive line is intact. Maybe a pass rusher, but you never know what you have because you drafted a kid last year, the second round, the year before last, one in the first round. So maybe those guys just need to grow up a little bit, Jeremy. Other than that, you got a solid football team. I'm not so much worried about what the Ravens have done. It's more of, man, you've got a lot of depth in the AFC. So how close are you to the teams that are already in front of you? That's my question.
Well, the other big question, are you further away if Lamar's not here, depending on what you get back and how quickly you can turn that around? Yeah. I mean, could you do that in free agency, or are you better off with Lamar? Look, I'm always going to say you're better with Lamar. Yeah. He gives you the best shot to win. But paying him does, depending, if you franchise him and you're coming in the next season, I think it's going to be difficult to get all the other pieces you'd like to get in here. If you sign him and you're able to finagle the contract a little bit, I think it would be easier. I mean, that's probably more of a Brian McFarland question.
They only have like 5 draft picks this year, too.
Yeah. And they say they're good with that.
They're lying. I mean, that's not true. You know how they love to stockpile picks. I mean, if they go with 9 or 11, that's what they like to play with.
So you think they try to get more, or they're saying they're good with this because they can't get more?
Probably that. That was just, you know, they're going to say they're good. I mean, you know, if they had 2, they'd say, hey, we're good with that. But, I mean, what are they going to say? We're in a panic? But for them, that's not a lot of picks. You got to, if you have 10 and you hit on 2 or 3, you've done well. If you hit on a third, if you got 5, you got to be really, really on point.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go out to get Jonathan in Essex. What's up, Jonathan?
What's going on, gentlemen? Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Doing well. Good morning to you.
All right. Good. Hey, Ed, I want a quick question for you before this. You going to take all your Josh Allen chips and put them on Joe Burrow now? I'm with Joe Burrow, too. I think he's a better quarterback than Josh Allen than me, and he's solid. He's earning what he's getting. He's not just getting it. He's earning it.
He's earning it. But in Josh Allen's defense, so he played hurt this whole year.
Everybody got excuses, man.
Oh, that's not an excuse,
man. Hurt too. Okay, I got you.
Lamar got hurt. He didn't play. So how about that?
Well, I'm just saying, during the year, by the time Lamar got done, Lamar was finished. But getting back to the Ravens are right there. They're right there. Their philosophy changed. And one thing I heard is that Lamar's game is not special when he runs. You know when his game is special? His game is special if he runs. And that's what they did in the league. They put him in a position where they can set up for his running. Lamar's got to be in a pass play, and then people got to think, well, what happens if he runs? They get back to that philosophy, run plays, and have people thinking about, well, we got to cover this, but what happens if he runs? That's going to make the difference in the Ravens. Yeah, we're right there. We can beat all of them.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go out and get Lou at Edgewood. What's up, Lou?
Good morning, guys. I definitely, if I was the Ravens, I would want to compile as many draft picks as I could get. Honestly, I mean, I'm not saying trade Lamar away and try to get draft picks, but any way of gathering more draft picks, that's the whole that's the way Ozzie was taught and the way he did it. You know, as many, you know, Bill Belichick, they love getting a lot of draft picks. It gives them a lot of
Costa does, too.
So, you know, it's possible that if they start gathering draft picks, that could be a writing on the wall right there. You know, because if they do wind up trading Lamar away, you are going to need those draft picks and free agency. You're going to need as many options as you could possibly get.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate that. 410-583-1057, that's the number.
The one thing I say is like, all right, so if you go the route of trading Lamar and you're getting back all these draft picks, depending on if you're getting them this year, if you're getting a player back in return, you could vastly turn around things relatively quick depending on the quarterback position. Yeah. And that's the hardest thing to find because, again, all right, so you think about the 2 free agent names that could be out there that people have talked about with Geno Smith and Derek Carr. You're going to want to wait till Derek Carr is cut. And you have to see when the Raiders do that. My assumption would be that would be after the draft because they want to try to trade him first. And I think he has a no trade clause. There almost has to be like, if that's the case that you're stepping around and you're talking to somebody who's like, Derek, deny every trade you want. And you can come to Baltimore. See, somebody would have to let him know that. But there's just a lot to ask for what you're expecting to happen there to fill out this roster to, you know, to be, I don't want to say competitive, but to be a team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl next year with the way that these other teams are constituted.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I agree, too. They covet draft picks, and that's how Ozzie used to do it. But, Ed, I'm not so just because you learn from someone doesn't mean you do it exactly the way they do it. You know, and I think a lot of things that Eric DaCosta does, I don't think Ozzie would do it that way, to be honest with you. I think, you know, the midseason trade acquisitions, that's not something that we did in the past here in Baltimore. The big splash, the gamble, that was a gamble on Roquan Smith. It's a gamble. You give up draft picks for a guy who's not signed. I don't know if the Ravens are doing that 5 years ago.
Yeah, he could have been a rental.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, people he said, well, he learned from Ozzie. A lot of guys you learn from, you take pieces of what you learn.
Right.
And you create your own style. And mm-hmm. I think that's what, let's not, you know, make him a Ozzie Newsome clone here. You know, he's got a mind of his own, and I think he has a style of his own. And I think he takes a lot of what he learned, maybe the base of what he learned. But Eric DaCosta is a different GM than Ozzie, in my opinion.
He is. He's his own man, for sure. I'm just saying, he took things from Ozzie because he worked with him. He didn't take him from him. He worked right. with him, you know, since Cleveland. So, I mean, he certainly was in the room with him every day, you know, working on this stuff. So you see similarities where they covet draft picks and they draft well. But he does differ in a way because Ozzie was very reluctant to make midseason moves.
Right.
And that's what DaCosta does. So he's his own guy for sure.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's get Troy from Harford County. What's up, Troy?
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all feeling?
I'm good. Feeling well, man. How are you?
I can't complain. Hey, two quick things, Rob. Hey, you just gained a new level of respect from you this morning, man. I remember calling maybe a month or so ago, and I was venting, and I was saying that what I see from the Ravens so far, we're not there when it comes to Joe Burrow and Josh Allen and all them. You said, I'm not sold on Cincinnati yet. But to hear you this morning say they are who we all think they are,
Joe Burrow's a bad man. No, they play on that. They play on the level where he is, man. You got to give credit where credit is due. They look good.
You got to give it where it's due. Now, on the flip side of that, with that being said, we are right there, man. We were a crazy quarterback sneak, fluke play, fattest dude on the team running back 98 yards. From basically taking that game. So we are there. We able to compete. It's just the fact of putting the right pieces in the table. So y'all have a good day, all right?
Thank you very much, man. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, I think we'd be foolish to continue to besmirch the name of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, yeah. But keep in mind, like, you know, we just talked about it in that last call. The Ravens did come a bizarre play from beating them in this game.
Isn't that what it is, though?
And that's without Lamar.
Isn't that how it is, though, playing a divisional rivalry yeah. in the playoffs? Those are dogfights, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
For the most part, with the exception of the Giants and Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. But, I mean,
for the most part, that's how they are.
Yeah. The Ravens beat the Bengals first game this year. So they won.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We're talking Orioles baseball at 7:30, but on the other side, Lamar Jackson reacted to a tweet about running a pro-style offense. Is Lamar trolling yet again? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.